WKJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, round one of the Tournament of Champions wrapped up last night in the here in Atlantic. And in the championship division, there were three people tied for the lead at the top. Andrew Martin of Nishna Hills, Jim Brown of the Urbandale Golf and Country Club, and Kerry Cochran from Quail Run all scored a 68 after the first day of competition. That puts them one under par. Aaron Aronson of the Manning Manila Golf Course had a first day total of 69, along with Lance Halverson of Osceola Country Club. He shot a 69. Both were eagles. Evan Schuler and Brad Hartkopf, both of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, shot a 70 after the first day of action, and that put them one over par. In the senior division, Del Miller of West Liberty Golf and Country Club shot a 69 for the low score. That put him with an eagle. Rick Carter and of the Crestmore Golf and Country Club, that is, shot a 73 for the first day, putting him four over. Darren Baker of Eagle Grove, Kirk Nelson of Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and Jeff Moranz of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club all shot a 74, putting them five over par for the day. And in the super senior division, Dick Seibert of Nishna Hills shot a 70, and that put him one over, and Ed Leistead of Nishna Hills shot a 76 after the first day of action at the Tournament of Champions, putting him seven over. You can look at the rest of the scores on our webpage at KJAN.com. Go to the sports section, and Jim Field has all the list of results from the first day of action at the Tournament of Champions there. That gets underway again this morning at around 8:30 with the first tee off, the first set of golfers teeing off, and they'll be teeing off throughout the morning as usual. And we'll have our first live report from the golf course coming up at around 8:35. Well, Jason Duffner set one record and matched two others in taking the lead at the midway point of the PGA Championship. Duffner fired a 7-under par 63 to break the Oak Hill course record and match the lowest round in a major tournament. He's 9-under for the tourney, tying the 36-hole PGA scoring record held by six other players. Duffner had a chance to shoot the first 62 in a major championship, but he left a 12-foot birdie putt short on 18, leaving him the 12th player to shoot 63 in the event. It's also the 26th time a 63 had been shot in a major. Matt Kuchar shot a 4-under 66 to grab a share of the second place, with the first-round co-leaders Jim Furyk and Adam Scott two shots behind Duffner. Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson are three strokes back and one ahead of Webb Simpson, Martin Kamer, Charlie Hoffman, and Marcus Frazier. Defending champ Rory McIlroy is even through 36 holes. Tiger Woods is eight shots off the pace, following an even par 70. Phil Mickelson barely made the cut at plus two under, 11 shots back. In baseball news, Alex Rodriguez struck out three times and Mariano Rivera blew a save, but the New York Yankees still managed to end the Detroit Tigers' 12-game winning streak. Brett Gardner delivered a walk-off single with two out in the bottom of the 10th to give the Yankees a 4-3 triumph over the Tigers. The outcome ends the Yankees' four-game losing streak and keeps Detroit's lead in the AL Central at seven games over Cleveland. Rodriguez was met with a mixed reaction from fans when his name was announced before the first at-bat at Yankee Stadium. Many in the stands held signs in support of the Yankees' third baseman, but many more booed as he strode to the plate. Rodriguez was playing in the Bronx for the first time since he had hip surgery. It was also his first home game since he was suspended by Major League Baseball for his involvement with Biogenesis, the closed anti-aging clinic accused of distributing banned performance-enhancing drugs. The Braves are one victory shy of tying their 2000 team for the longest winning streak since the franchise relocated to Atlanta in 1966. The Braves picked up their 14th consecutive victory as Justin Upton, Chris Johnson, and Brian McCann homered in a 5-0 shutout of Miami. The outcome keeps the NL East leading Braves 15.5 games ahead of Washington. Fresh off a 7-1 road trip, the L.A. Dodgers have opened their five-game homestand by raising a 6-0 deficit and using a 4-run ninth to knock off Tampa Bay 7-6. The Dodgers kept their 5.5-game lead over Arizona in the NL West. The Rays remain 2 games behind the first-place Red Sox in the AL East. Also in the majors, Justin Maxwell homered and later singled twice in a 6-run sixth as Kansas City won for the 15th time in 17 games, 9-6 over Boston. Arizona beat the New York Mets 5-4 on Paul Goldschmidt's homer in the bottom of the ninth. Patrick Corbin left with a 4-2 lead and was in line for his 13th win until the Mets scored twice off of Heath Bell in the eighth inning. Josh Reddick ended an 0-for-20 skid by homing in 3 straight at-bats to power Oakland's 14-6 rout of the Blue Jays in Toronto. Texas remained tied with the A's for the AL West lead after Leonis Martin hit a 2-run double in the 4th-run 8th inning that pushed the Rangers past Houston 9-5. Baltimore blew a 2-1 lead in the 9th, but nevertheless beat the Giants 5-2 in 10 innings. Willian Rosario doubled, homered, and collected 4 RBIs in Colorado's 10-run romp over Pittsburgh, ending the Rockies' 5-game skid. The NL Central leading Pirates remain 4 games ahead of St. Louis. Anthony Rizzo hit a 2-run single, and the Chicago Cubs recorded their first shutout in St. Louis since 1997 by blanking the Cardinals 3-0 last night. Chris Rusin pitched out a pair of bases-loaded jams and combined with 4 relievers on a 7-hitter. Joey Votto drove in a pair of runs with a single and triple to give the Reds a 2-0 lead and a 7-2 victory against San Diego. Josh Hamilton belted a 3-run homer, and the LA Angels ended a 4-game skid by handling Cleveland, its 5th straight loss 5-2. Anthony Rendon and Denard Span each had 2 RBIs as Washington blasted Philadelphia 9-2 Friday. Yunisky Betancourt hit a grand slam during a 5-run 5th inning that was the difference in Milwaukee's 10-5 verdict over the Mariners in Seattle. And the Twins took a pair from the White Sox in Chicago. Minnesota had trailed 3-1 in the 7th inning of the opening game until Justin Morneau belted a grand slam of the Twins' 7-5 triumph at Chicago in game number 1 of a day-night doubleheader. Morneau added a solo blast in the 9th, giving the Twins 4 homers in game 1. In the nightcap, Josh Willingham and Chris Herman went deep before Oswaldo Arcia homered, leading off the 10th inning to 5 Minnesota. The 10th inning to 5 of Minnesota's 3-2 victory in the 2nd game of that matchup. That's a look at sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.